Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? This spiritual hymn from the 1800s, number 456 in the LSB, goes on to ask whether we were there when they nailed him to the tree and when they laid him in the tomb. What it does not do is to ask this question: were you there when he gave himself to eat and drink? Were you there when he gave himself to eat and drink? I propose here today that we add a new stanza to that hymn, since it is in the public domain, and the hymn needs a bit of strengthening. Don't look for the change being published anytime soon, however. You and I would have to answer no to the questions raised in this spiritual. We were not there when Christ was crucified. We were not there when he was nailed to the tree. And we were not there when he was laid in the tomb. Those events are remote from us in time and space. They happened in Jerusalem, more than 5,000 miles from here, not in Fort Wayne. They happened 2,000 years ago, not yesterday. But you know, we have to be a little bit more careful when analyzing my proposed new stanza when we talk about our presence at the event. Because when we say, were you there when he gave himself to eat and drink, at first thought, we think the upper room, why, of course we weren't there. But there is something different about the upper room and those events and the events on the tree and in the tomb. That's because the events of the tree and the tomb and the crucifixion were one-time events fixed in time, whereas the giving of himself to eat and to drink is an ongoing feast that brings us all of the benefits and the blessings and the wonders and the joys and the certainties that Christ earned for us through his atoning life, death, and resurrection. We have to remember, however, that today we don't simply reenact the Lord's Supper. We don't need any Civil War reenactments in this chapel. Likewise, we do not simply replicate the Lord's Supper here today, as if somehow we could package it and send it out different places. No, what happens here today is the real thing. You can't be any closer than when Jesus Christ in his body and blood is in you. That's what happens here today. Some people have mystical ideas of what this is all about, but it's very concrete. Listen to the words of St. John Chrysostom, who was the Bishop of Alexandria, writing in the 4th century. How many now say, I wish I could see Jesus' shape. I wish I could see his appearance. I wish I could see his garments, his sandals. I say, only look, see him, touch him, eat him. You see, Jesus is the Lord's Supper. The whole Lord's Supper, the whole Jesus, body and blood, divine nature, human nature, the sinless man and God. You eat and you drink him so that your sins are forgiven and so that you become one with him in this miraculous meal that brings us all the benefits of Christ's crucifixion. Think this is a strong drink? It is. It's the blood of Christ. There's nothing on earth that can compare. Why, even Red Bull or Powerade or anything like that is not as powerful as the blood of Jesus. In this Holy Communion, we not only partake of all those blessings now, we also look back on all of the celebrations of the Lord's Supper in the past, ever since that upper room. with perhaps your parents, your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, your great-great-great-grandparents, and so forth, who believed in Christ and knew what was happening in this supper. We also think not only in the past, but we think ahead. We think to the great messianic feast that we are told about so clearly, that when the Lord returns on that last day, we are going to have the feast to end all feasts as we eat and worship the Lamb who was slain, Jesus Christ. So when people ask you, well, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Perhaps you should answer this way. No, I wasn't physically present then, but I am present now. I am present at this altar, which is the most important point and place now. This is where Jesus forgives my sins, even the ones that rattle around in my head, and I can't even get rid of them. You know, like the dryer running far, far too long on a small load of clothes. That's the way our sins are. But yet those are forgiven as well. Don't fall into the traps of false doctrine with respect to the Lord's Supper. We take the Lord's Supper for what it is and what Scripture calls it. We don't invent other theories. The Lord's Supper is not just a friendship meal where the worshiping community gathers together. Say what it is, anathema, cursed, false doctrine. The Lord's Supper is not simply a human memorial to this wonderful Jesus and things that he did in the past, anathema. The Lord's Supper is not something where Jesus hovers over the altar in spirit, but is never bodily present, anathema. And certainly the Lord's Supper is not something in which blood, bread and wine have disappeared, and there only appears to be the Lord's Supper there. That the Lord's Supper, body and blood, is there, but there's no longer any bread or wine. Anathema, because the Scriptures never say that at all. Luther put understanding the Lord's Supper this way, and I think it really speaks volumes about when he thought the Lord's Supper began and when it ended. Listen, for as soon as Christ says, "This is my body," his body is present through the Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. If the Word is not there, it is mere bread. But as soon as the Word is added, it brings with them that of which they speak. You drink today from a cup that was the cup of wrath for Jesus as he was slain on the cross, and the entire wrath of the Father was vested upon him. But you also drink today of the cup of blessing. For paradoxically, in that wrath, in that outpouring of the Father's anguish, anger was the greatest love for you and for me. So, come to the table today with joy and in gladness. Tremble, if you like, as the hymn suggests, in awe, because this is the real thing. Tremble, tremble, tremble. But tremble because this is the true body and blood of Christ for you right here. And by the way, continue to campaign for this additional stanza that I have for Were You There, this Eucharistic one, because really that's what we're doing. We are there when we are here. Today, in Jesus' name, amen.